Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and we're just dead. We are going to talk about love tonight. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and all of you are waiting at 773-897-6461. This is Psychic Jethro, and we're going wild. We are going to discuss the fact that how many individuals believe in twin flames, how many people believe that they find that love, and that a psychic can find that love. Now we've got to go. It's Thursday night. You know who it is. It's your one and only, your most favorite of them all, the psychic that brings it to you every Thursday from Maine. You got it. We packed up yesterday and we left United Kingdom with Janine Rannigan Sinclair, the psychic healer that's doing phenomenal work with Crystal Key. And now we're slowing into the train and we're pulling up to Dina Flanagan. Yeah, you guys knew it. Here she is, the one, the only, the very gifted, born with the gift psychic. How are you, Dina?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jethro?
Really excellent. We've got to tell everybody the good news, Dina. We just got everything ready, and tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, Psychics Gone Wild goes to Canada. We're going there with Spirit Radio.
Yeah.
Yes, and it means that those of you who are listening in that you can hear us now and you'll be able to hear us all over the world with Blog Talk, tune in to Toronto because we're going to be on the FM station there, 107, at night. And what it means is that they can get more of our crazy, gone wild people. We spun the wheel, and Dina, you got the one and only. Do you believe in twin flames, and is it possible for a psychic to see if people are going to fall in love before they even meet?
Yes. I absolutely do believe in twin flames. The way I know it, or what have you, is that, you know, a soulmate is something that, you know, you can have that with a friend or anything, you know. You can have it in a love relationship, too, and soulmate is great. But twin flame is actually, you know, it's just like the top, the cherry on the ice cream. The twin flame is, you know, when you're really, really connected and it's like, you know, from you were in past lives together and it's just this unbelievable feeling. And yes, I do believe that you can have help finding it through a psychic or on your own or what have you. They'll come to you no matter what. These twin flames will come to you no matter what, usually.
Very phenomenal, and I love it. And we've had a lot of controversy. We've had studies that have went both ways, and I thought that was very interesting that this came from Alabama, and it was one of our regular listeners there who said that they wanted to know what Dina felt about it, and then they teased Dina because they, now that we know what Dina really looks like, they're asking. So we're going to let you go, Ned, because I think you're getting other ideas, and you don't want to get beat up. Dina also has, I heard, a very sharp right left hook. So 920, how are you tonight? And welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. Would you like to talk to our wonderful Dina Flanagan?
I would. Thank you.
Hi.
Hello. My name is Penny.
Penny.
That's a
nice name.
Thank you. Actually, I was calling about a question regarding my twin flame, if that will ever happen to me. And if so,
if that
when
will ever happen to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I feel like I have a sense that you've come close. You know, you felt you've come close in a relationship they're showing me. However, it didn't happen. You know, like you were kind of let down and disappointed.
Yes.
And so I feel like that somehow is clouding your ability to perhaps bring another one in, I guess, if you want to put it that way, and to really draw and attract one in. So you need to kind of clear out some of that stuff. and before you can draw in that twin flame. I feel like you will, but I feel like that it won't be for a while yet because you still have, I'm hearing one or two more relationships to go through, be it short or long, I'm not sure, but one or two more, and before you can actually draw this person in.
Anyway,
I feel like though you have been, I mean, you want it. It's something you desire. You have been kind of working on it, and you thought you had it, but you haven't quite had it, so it's kind of set you back, like I was saying, and then you're going to have to, you've got a little while before it's going to come in, but it will come in.
Okay, and it'll be lasting long-term?
I'm sorry?
And it'll be a lasting one? I'm afraid that it's internally blended. I have a lot of fear with that.
Well, that's why they say that you thought you had it, and then you're quite disappointed with it, and that you're holding stuff from it, and that's the stuff you have to let go, because until you let that go, it's not going to come in, and that's why they're saying you're going to probably have a couple more relationships before you do draw it in, because you haven't gone through all the pieces yet, and so when it does come in, you're going to know. And it will feel, you better not be afraid, let the fear go, and trust. Just trust that it will be there, but right now, it's not the time.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
That was very phenomenal. And those of you who are calling in, this is a serious night. Dina, you know, we've had people tease us, Dina, and they said you've healed people and you've also torn it down like it is. That's from Sheila over in Wisconsin. She said that she called in and you told her the truth, and you were right. The person that she was with, she's no longer with. She just wants you to let you know that, Dina, you told it like it was, and she respects you. She had called in to another show and was told everything was going to be okay. Well, she 2 days later, she talked to Dina on Psychics Gone Wild. Dina told her that she felt the person had something else going on and that she would be hurt by him. She said it was on the 2 days later that she found him with another woman. So she's just thanking you and letting you know that you can always come to Wisconsin. She has some friends. If you ever like to go out dancing, she would love to take you out there. And she knows that you two together would be a riot on the town because you were the girl that set her straight. Okay, we know what we've got here. We've got Dina revved up, and you guys are going to be the next callers. We do have pretty much of a full queue, so guys, hang with us. We love all of you guys, and I've got good news for all of you guys that are tuning in. We are going to be doing whatever we can to help all of you. This weekend, we have Nicholas Davis Nen. Please don't tease me, guys. He's a writer and the author of The Soul Retrieval. It's a phenomenal experience. So tune in Saturday. He's here. He has got 4 books out. He's phenomenal. And I'm sorry, Nicholas David Nen, I said your name wrong. Don't kick me where it hurts. We're going to 843. You get to be next with Dina while Jethro pulls his foot out of his mouth. Here we go, 843.
Hey, this is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
How are you?
Good.
My question doesn't have to be about the twin flame, right?
No, you can ask
whatever
you
want.
Okay, good.
You're selling them. No, I'm kidding you.
I just want to know, I'm looking for a position or a career opportunity in Atlanta, Georgia, and I just want to know what type of position that you see me in the next, 3 or 4 months.
I knew yours was going to be career. Because what they said to me when you said your name was that you have a new career coming. Yes, I do feel it that you've got one coming. It's not too far away. You're going to hear about it real soon.
Okay.
Have you not heard about it yet?
No, I haven't. I've been applying, and I'm applying for some new ones now. I've been applying in school systems, and now I'm applying to some college positions I'm looking
for. Yeah, because that's what they're showing me more at school college-y, a little older college-y, I'm saying. So definitely they're saying that if you haven't been made the offer yet or hasn't been shown to you yet, it's real soon because it's right there. Not much time in between. So you definitely are on the right path. They're saying you're on the right path of keep applying to those because I feel like it's going to be a college or I don't know if it's a college, but it is older. They're saying older, meaning older kids or whatever. They're saying that it's going to be a place where you'll enjoy, or you want it to go. You wanted to go there. That's what they're saying. Wanted to go, and if something, they're also showing me that if something doesn't turn out, like say you had one, it presented itself and it didn't happen, one is right behind it. So because they're say showing some disappointment first, so one is right behind it. But that's good. They're saying it's for the better, whatever it is. So know that you're going to be guided to the right place because they're showing me that, and you are going to enjoy it. It's going to be a good thing. That's what they're showing.
Okay.
So, yeah, keep the hope, keep the faith, and keep applying.
Okay. I shall. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And Kimberly, I'm going to tease you. You said you were. I talked to Kelly about coffee. I called your house to sell you coffee. You won't pick up the phone.
I apologize. I leave early in the morning, like 6 o'clock, and sometimes I don't get home until 7 because my son, he's 15, so he has, like, after-school activities. So if you're calling during the day, I'm not there.
Okay. I just thought you were real. See, I'm psychic, and I didn't know this. I thought Kimberly was just messing with me. I want a coffee, Jethro, but you got to find out when to catch me, and I want to know. I said, Kimberly, you've had too much coffee because I couldn't catch you, and I'm hyper. So thank you for calling in, and we always have a good time. We tease Kimberly. She's one of our favorite people. I had a person ask me yesterday, am I normally like this? Well, yeah. I mean, what do you
why
guys...
wouldn't you be?
Exactly. You know, I got the biggest giggle because the woman said, she goes, you really do talk fast. And then when she met me here and I did a reading, she kind of got me because she goes, you do look a little different. And at first she hurt my feelers because she's like, you look a little different. And I'm thinking, okay, those pictures were like, the last one was like less than a month ago. And by the way, I just went to Disney World. Those of you on Facebook, those pictures were done less than 4 days ago. And she tells me, she goes, you just look too happy. And I guess, I don't know what picture she's got. I know. I want you guys to show me these pictures where I look scary. Because she told me, she goes, you just look really happy. She had me nervous for like about 10 minutes. I'm like, okay. And I'm going through my head. I'm like, now when did I put scary pictures up there? So let me see these. This will be Psychic Jethro's thing. Send me your scary pictures of me. I need to know too. I mean, you heard all the big stars do it. I didn't do that movie. I think if I got scary pictures out there, if it was food and I was eating peach pie, that was me. And I was not unhappy. I was full to the brim.
I bet you those pictures are beautiful. You have to be happy because that's who you are.
Thank you, Kimberly. You are the best friend. And I love you guys. You guys that come in here, you know, we are celebrating 14 months, and you guys are the ones that made it happen. When they told me today, I got to let you guys know that I made it on the front cover of the Federation for the American Certified Most Trusted and Honored Psychics. I'm like a baby.
It's congratulations.
Thank you. And you guys can, you know, they let me know today the book's out there. They also, we got a little surprise. We want to talk to and nominate no other and get her in with them is Dina Flanagan. Dina Flanagan, last year, I want you guys to know when this comes up, she was put in with it. And unfortunately, due to some crazy communications, we lost her emails or something. And we had people vote, and you guys were putting Dina over the mountain. And then it came to the last and they said, they didn't even honorably mention. I go, what's with this? So we're like in there, and I'm going, somebody's going to get, Dina's getting something. And the lady started laughing. She told me today, she goes, well, the thing we love about it is, she goes, Dina is not only really a phenomenal psychic, she goes, but let's get her in, like, with the Federation and the other people. So, Dina, I'm letting you know that they will be sending you information, and I'm very proud. There's one of two males, and one of them's my little happy face, and I don't look so sad in that one, lady.
Right.
Nice.
So, thank you for calling in, Kimberly. I better get it going. They're going to say I'm playing.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we're rolling right into the next numbers here, and we are going wild. 612, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Great. We welcome you to call into Psychic's Gone Wild. You're on tonight with Dina Flanagan, phenomenal psychic healer from Maine.
Hi, Dina. This is Jordana. I actually do have a love question for you, if that's okay.
Yeah.
There's this guy in my life that I kind of met like super, super, super unexpectedly. But it's been going well. I'm wondering where you see that going. Do you need his name or anything?
Yeah, what's his name?
Brandon.
Brandon. Well, I feel like he has good energy.
Okay, yeah, no, he does.
Yeah, and I feel like it's good for you. Also, I'm seeing he has like kind of like high bubbly energy.
He does, we both do. It's like crazy.
Yeah. So I feel like it's a good match or good thing for you. It's a good match. Is he working on a project?
That's how we met, actually. We met because he's starting a new business, and I invest in businesses and all of that. So that, I mean, that's how we met. Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yep. That's what they're showing me. Yeah, the business. So I feel like, and this is something you're going to kind of do together.
Well, I'm just going to invest in it, but it's like his business, his baby, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like at some point, that this is what I'm seeing for this relationship, that it can work out really well, and at some point you guys will be merging.
Oh.
Somehow merging. That's what they're showing me, like helping each other and merging. That's what the word they keep giving me. And it will bring both of you to new heights. Is what they're saying.
Okay. I was just going to ask if this is a long-term relationship.
Yes, if there'll be some parts that you're going to have to work through.
Okay.
Because I see you both being busy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're both, like, really busy. He has two businesses. I have two, so...
Yeah,
we're both very busy. Yeah,
that's what it shows me. So that is the part that you have to work through. And if you can get through that, and work through that, it will bring you to new heights, which means to me long-term, meaning it has a very good potential to be long-term and lasting and happy. If you can work through those challenges of the busyness and everything else, but get past that and find a way around it. What's your sign?
I'm actually a Cancer Leo, and he's a Leo.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. So that it is good. You're more of the homebody, and he's more of the onstage, be out there, you know, kind of do. So it will be a good combination. You know, that's what I'm hearing, and I feel like it will be very good. And like I said, it's just going to bring you to new heights, and it will bring you to, it's like a new level of business, a new level of, there's further places that both you and he want to go.
Right. No. I completely understand what you're saying because we're both very ambitious and go-getters, so I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It's a very good match for that, and it will, like I said, bring you to soaring new heights if you can get past those bumps.
Okay, absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We love this, and we are having the greatest time tonight. Dina Flanagan is here, and she has not hurt anybody. She's just reading away. We've had a lot of you guys tease us that Dina, they said that there was the night that you and Pamela Cummings were on together, Valentine's Day. We had such a surge that we know that there was two breakers that were put out on Psychics Gone Wild. The last time we had the most intense one was when we had Patty Negri. Patty Negri came on in June 1st of 2011. And those of you who are listening in are going, what? Yes, we were back then. And what was really phenomenal as the times were going into it, well, okay, you guys caught me, 2012. I'm trying to give us, I'm putting an extra year on there already, having an anniversary. So, okay, I'll be honest. 2012, and we had a complete hold down of system. We had no energy, nothing running to the systems. Everyone else had their blog talk off, and we and Patty did an hour's show. We never did figure out how we did this energy. Patty just laughed and said it was one of her magical tricks. Those of you who do listen in, Patty's going with me to Canada, so you guys hang in. Dina, I know I'm giving a lot of commercials. I have people teasing me. I got to tell them one more time, it's United States National Register of Tested, Certified, and Bonafide Lightworkers, Psychics, and Mediums. So that's how you find it, and I'm just so happy. Anybody that's looking on lulu.com, we are there. I know you guys are like, that's enough, Jethro, but I just want you to know I am very proud of this, and I will be. You know, you can tell them. I mean, tell them exactly too. You know how hard it is for all the years that we work. When you get an organization that recognizes you in this, it means so much to us.
Oh yeah, definitely. It is. It's an honor, and just, you know, because we're doing what we love. So to be recognized and doing what you love and is just amazing. It's just amazing to help people.
I love it. And you guys going on psychicsgonewild.com, you're going to really notice that we've got a lot of not only new psychics, but we're doing the variety. Tonight we're talking about kindred spirits. And we're not talking about those kindred spirits that you run out of your house with a broom at 4 in the morning when they're trying to whistle in your ear and you're sleeping. No, I'm kidding. We're talking about the loving twin flames kind of kindred spirits. And Dina's already given her viewpoint on it. Any of you who have any ideas or want to share a story, we've had some of the best stories. I'm going to someday write a book on Psychics Gone Wild stories that you guys have told us. I've had people call, write me. The one about the little girl that they found, the little girl, and they realized later that she had been lost in the back of the forest. They testified, prove it, in Arkansas, is a story that put the chills on me. And it takes pretty much with what I see and what we do to scare a psychic. So if you guys can scare me, you know it was an intense story. I was so grateful to see that she made it and was okay. 928, you've got the same area code as me. You're Arizona. You rock. 928, would you like to speak? Yes. 928?
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Psychic Jethro. You're on live with Dina Flanagan tonight. Would you like to ask Dina a question?
Yes, it's actually a love and relationship question.
Excellent.
My question is, there's this person, his name is Brian, and I'm wondering if we'll have a relationship.
What's your name?
Alfina.
Oh, Alfina, okay. And Brian, you're asking about if you and Brian will have a relationship.
Yes.
Is he with kind of either with somebody or just out of a relationship or something along that line?
You mean him or me?
What's that?
What was your question?
Is he either in a relationship or just out of one or getting out of one?
I really don't know.
Because that's what I'm feeling, that there's another energy around that. You perhaps can be, but I don't feel like, to be straight up honest, I don't feel like it's one. You can have a relationship, but I don't feel like it's kind of the one for you. You know what I'm saying? So it depends where you're at with that. You know, it can be, you can learn many things from it and you can go out and do it, but I don't feel like that's the one that you're going to end up with or be with. For that, I feel like his energy is kind of going to bring yours down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not in the beginning, but, you know, over time. And it's going to bring yours down and it's going to be, you're going to feel like, oh, you know, I've already been there and done this. I don't know if I want to do this again, and it's kind of heavy energy. That's what I'm feeling, heavy energy. So there again, it's your choice, but that's what I'm feeling will happen over time. Sorry, I wish I could tell you otherwise, but that's what I'm feeling.
Okay, so the answer to the question is no.
Well, no, the answer is you perhaps can, but I feel like it would not be a good match.
Okay, and if it were to happen, like how long will it take?
How long will it take for what?
For us to be in a relationship?
Sure. It would be a while because, like I said, I'm feeling like there's something holding him back. I feel like there's something in the way. And he's going to carry that something over into it. That's why I feel like it wouldn't be a good energy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Okay.
So it would be a while before you could even see that.
Okay.
Anything else for that?
No, that's just what I wanted to know about.
Okay.
All right. Well, sorry. Wish I had better news.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Have a great day. And one thing we've been having a lot of individuals asking with is, where do we go to get on? Well, get a hold of Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro, and you can have. We've had a lot of you guys asking us, Dina, if you were to pick your most perfect person, your individual that you would have as your twin flame, I have a writer here, Rob from Arizona, and he's asking, what would you say would be a perfect individual for you as a twin flame or a person that's psychic? What would be something you'd want? Would you want someone who's psychic like you, or would you like them not to be psychic?
Well, Rob, what do you look like, and how are you? No. No. Yes, I would. I definitely need someone, you know, someone doesn't have to be psychic, because I couldn't imagine being with another psychic, but I prefer them to be at least spiritual or in tune to that kind of energy and open, because I'm such an open person and honest person. I really have to have the same in return, or else it just won't work. So to me, that is a definite must. But again, it doesn't have to be a psychic person, and the person doesn't even have to work in this field, but just being very open. But, you know, then I also like the regular, just normal person, the manly man, and someone with a sense of humor, definitely, no matter what, and just kind of rolls with it and don't sweat the small stuff, and is intelligent. Have to have intelligence. So if you've got, and communication, so if you've got intelligence, humor, communication, then to me that's a winning combination. You don't have to have lots of money. You don't have to have great looks. It's just you. It's what's on the inside. And to have that spiritual opening, I guess you might want to say, or open to it.
I love that. And you guys just heard. Now, that was the most beautiful Libra because of her sign with the answer to that. I do know that we had the most perfect relationship, and we asked our Virgo, Angela Bixby, and she explained it with really Virgo precise. She has it already measured out into the part. And what was really excellent is we had a lot of you other air signs come in. As a Scorpio, and I know I'm going to step in it again, watch your feet, Jethro, but for me, the most positive thing, and I agree with that, is to have someone who isn't for a Scorpio, astrology person or a psychic. I've tried relationships with this both, and I found that usually when you have like a chef, if you have too many psychics in the house, I won't say names because she would come after me, but a person that is very gifted, we spent more time arguing over what the future was than the present, and it got to the point where it was a struggle. Visualize that you're in a house where always constantly you're feeling seen, going with it. We look like two intercoms always saying who was coming to the house next. So just beware when you guys ask these questions. I mean, I just laugh. And I love what she said. I mean, you know, all of it's right in what Dina said that could be there. But it's just, you know, kind of think of it that way. And I've had people tell me, you know, it's just so fascinating that you're doing this. Well, today I had my most funniest thing, and I got to tell you guys real quick. I know I'm like running my lips. You've got 3, 4, 5 of you left to get on the phones. You'll get in. We've got time. Relax. We're at the halfway mark. What I loved that happened was that the person got with me on the phone. I told them their psychic reading. You know, out of confidential, we won't say. After I got through everything, and I still had 8 minutes left, I was so proud of myself. I had answered these things, done these things. And the person let me know. She goes, "Why are you telling me this?" And I got to tell you, it was the worst first time in my life I realized, well, isn't that why you call a psychic? And she let me know. It was really enjoyable, but I had called the wrong person and the wrong number. It was really good. The scary thing is it was accurate to the T. It was like I was so busy. I had called exact same name, even the first area code, I kid you not, and the same thing was going on. I did apologize because I realized in pattern that I needed to stop, relax, and smell the readings because this was really... and Idina, you know, I know this was about what was really intense about it was it was as soon as the name did the energy, it went. The really ironic part was this was someone from my college, and the name and the number and things. He had contacted me a couple years ago for some things, you know, to get together and do some work. She didn't offer me to do this. You know, those of you who know, Jethro was getting a little bit older, and they were going to have a celebration for, you know, for my college. Now I don't think I'll probably be invited back for that reunion. But the really funny thing was, this is how intense it gets doing this type of reading and how we are. After the name was done, it took me a good hour or two later, all of a sudden it dawned on me, I knew her maiden and her maiden name. And this was the same person who had teased me when they were discussing about this. And she let me know that most people who did this had been either hit on the head or something had happened to them mentally is why they did it. I will say proudly, you guys will be proud of Psyche Jethro, I was on to the T. What was ironic was, the guides had them, which they do, you know, Dina, do. They stepped in. They even gave me names of some people that she was like, you know, are you stalking me? Do you have a computer? I go, I don't need a computer for what I do. So just a little tidbit for those of you that are paying attention. I do want you guys to know we are here. We do love you. I like to talk. We will be good. Now we're going to go to 408. 408, you're on live with Psyche's Gone Wild.
Hi, Jethro. Hi, Dina. Thanks so much for taking my call. Hi. I have a confirmation and just a little question. I actually called in a few weeks ago and spoke to Dina, and you mentioned that I called in about a job opportunity, and you mentioned that that might not work out, or even if it doesn't work out, that something would follow right after. And that ended up happening. I didn't get that job, but then the next week I had an opportunity to work somewhere else. They canceled this week, but it happened, which is really cool. So my question is, do you see me, do you see something else coming up for me? Or was that the opportunity you saw?
Do I see anything else within the job opportunity?
Or do you see another opportunity, or was the one that who canceled this week, is that the one that you were seeing?
Canceled the appointment or interview?
Yeah, they canceled. Yeah. I was supposed to start this week, but they just, for some reason, decided to go in another direction.
So that you're not getting it.
No, I didn't get it after all. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Still, do you still have a few more resumes out there?
Because
I'm still feeling like one is coming up, another one is coming up, and Now this one that you said canceled, there's no way of, okay, so this is the second one. My phone is kind of shoddy, so this is the second one.
Oh, I'm sorry, that might be mine. So there was one that was, I'm not sure, you probably don't know the location, so, but there's one that was working at a TV studio, and then another one that's working at a architecture place. The TV studio canceled, and that was only for a couple months, so. And then I'm just waiting to hear back about the architectural company. And then I have resumes everywhere else. So.
Yeah. Well, the architectural company is the one that you haven't heard back from yet.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
been 2 weeks. Yeah. Because they're telling me that you will hear. I'm not sure if it's the architectural company, but there's something along that line. There's other ones you put out along that line. So I'm feeling like is one you're going to hear from. It might be that one, but I don't think so. I'm not quite sure, but there is another one you put out that you're going to hear from. And
Great.
It's going to be, I'm hearing that it might be part-time or shorter hours.
Okay.
There's one of them that might be, like, starting you out part-time or shorter hours is what they're saying.
I'm wondering if it's a job, is it a job that I've already applied to?
Yes, it's something you already have.
Oh,
out
good.
There. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's what it's saying. It might be set out as shorter hours of part-time, but then will lead into something different or more full-time if you want it, is what they're saying. This place that's going to call, they haven't decided quite yet. They're not ready to fill. You know what I'm saying? They haven't quite they haven't quite decided yet. I see this company going back and forth on what it is they want to do. They're restructuring or changing things around. And huh. So that's why you haven't heard yet. And
that,
so when
that makes sense.
So when they decide to, when they finally make their final decisions,
mm-hmm.
that's when I feel like you'd be getting a call. But it's I feel like since the restructuring will bring on a few new people, is what I'm hearing. There'll be a few positions or a few new people. It's going to change everything around, or they're going to get bigger or something like that, something along those lines. And so that's why you haven't, it hasn't happened yet.
Oh, okay. Well, that kind of makes sense for the architecture company because it's a new position, and it sounded like they were trying to figure out the logistics of, like, where's this person going to sit, and
yes.
it was very new. So,
yes,
hmm.
yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So that so yeah.
Could be.
So it's like it's in the works, but it's
okay.
just not ready to manifest yet.
Okay. But there's some
but
opportunities out there. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. Whew. All right.
yeah.
Okay. Worried.
Yeah, I can feel the energy with you. You are a very intense Pisces, and for on your off time, you probably go out and pirate, don't you?
<You're just> yeah. I'm pretty intense, yes. yeah, you picked up on that.
I
yeah,
love it.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're
very
welcome.
Cool. Thanks. You have a great night.
You too.
You too.
Thank you very much. And we are on Psychics Gone Wild. And as always, we're having fun like we're supposed to. So we're going to 770. You're on next with Dina Flanagan. How are you, 770?
Hi. This is Maddie.
Hey. Good. I always worry about you. I wonder, are you out there just dating up like a storm? Because you're always and then I go, where's my Maddie? And she comes flying in. I'm here. And I'm like, Maddie.
Not yet. It's coming, Jeff. Not yet.
Oh, but you got the one tonight. You got the one and the only, Dina Flanagan. I don't know if you two are safe to do. I think you've had most of the readings from our other healers and other people in the day, but usually you're in bed by night. Now you're up here with Dina. You got me worried. I think you two, is there a law against this? I'm going to check the paper.
No, I knew that she was coming on tonight, and I said, wow, I don't think I ever had a reading with her. I said, wow, that would be interesting.
She's our most popular, and it's because she's our honoriest, too. But, you know, we're going to tease
her. Oh, fantastic. Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Dina, I don't really have a question. I just wanted to see what energy you pick up around me. What are you picking up?
Oh, are you doing spiritual studies?
No. I feel like I need to.
Yes, because that's what I'm feeling like. I'm feeling like you need to get more connected with your spiritual side, because they kept saying spiritual studies. So they want you to get more connected with your spiritual side because there's it's waiting to burst out, is what they're saying. So, I'm not sure what avenue. They're saying you'll know what you want to do first with it or within the spiritual studies. Is this short? Is there something you've been wanting to do within it?
Well, I've been thinking of maybe meditating more and maybe just ground myself, find a way to drown myself. I know that I have it, you know, but I just trying to figure out, I don't. Many times I see and I feel, but I don't know how to discern it.
Mm-hmm.
What I see and what
that's
I feel.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're showing me. And they're saying once you start getting in touch with it, your life is going to run smoother. You'll start to learn to listen to yourself more, is what they're saying, because I feel like you question yourself. You doubt yourself.
I do, yes.
And this will direct your life clearer. And help you make decisions, but you're also meant to help other people too. So I think you need, meditating is a good place to start, but also try to get into something, you know, try to take a class or if something in your area, or if there's nothing in your area, read a book, you know, and start just doing it on your own. and or take a class, because it says, it keeps saying to me, it's waiting to burst out. And once, they're showing me like a river. So once you do this, it's just gonna, your life is going to flow like a river. Just flow, instead of all these challenges and everything else that you've been experiencing. Like you feel it, sometimes you just kind of, you know the answer, you know the right decision, and you kind of go the other way, the opposite direction, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I would definitely get with it, as they say. Get on it.
Get dealing with it.
Yeah, maybe I'll get your book. I order your book, Jeff. The Psychic Realm is all about how the... understand your psychic abilities?
Yes, living in the psychic realm, yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had people tell me about, I've had people tell me that they're waiting for the second one. We've got, I've got two other ones, and my next one's going to be, I've got a book coming out that's going to be Uncle Psychic Jethro's magical stuff, and I'm putting a lot of my other food in there. I love to cook and bake, and they tease me. They said, we have enough recipe books. I said, you don't have magic cake till you've ate my cake. I'm telling you.
Psychic soul food. There's a name for your book.
That would be good. See, and I actually can cook. I can really cook. They were teasing me when everybody said, what happened there with you? You know, because I have pictures where I was real thin. I said, what happened is I found the oven, and I made friends with the fridge. And now I have been happy ever since, and I will. I've got some other stuff coming out, and I'm going to put out a book that we're going to be writing together. I have another person I'm writing with, and we're going to put out totems and the psychic development of what we've seen with animals. And you know, everybody has their belief with them. We're going to put together also the artistic and the abilities people get from animals you have. Everybody's like, well, you know, I'm feeling this animal, and it's got to be my totem. Well, when did you ever see a panda in the Rocky Mountains in Wyoming? Come on. You know, and I'm like, okay, this person, they're like, well, they've got to be Asian. I said, I don't see that. What I see is that they had a panda because they were doing real strength. And if you read about it, pandas are mostly vegetarian. They also work with energies. And we came up with a real good development. We started doing this with other animals. And we were pretty much accurate that people sense and want what they're craving with it, just like with food. If you're craving things, you know, your body needs it. You've all heard that. We all know if your body's wanting, good example, you want blueberries, you probably need something for your blood pressure. You're craving garlic, you may need something for your heart or your digestion. It works, you know, to clean it and gives energy. So what we came up with, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this out, and then I'm going to have different music, because I for years have loved different music, and it has different notes. It's like I have a mood, I'm like, I want to hear violet music. No, I want to hear orange music, and I hear the red. So what I'm doing is we're coming up with a book, and we're going to put it together where you can put these combinations together and get this sensation to get your spiritual development. Does it sound like something you would read, or would you throw it out, Maddie?
I would definitely read it. I would read it, definitely. No doubt about it. That was interesting. Someone told me about a totem, animal totem, just recently, and they said that panther, and I said, panther? I never thought of that, because I don't gravitate to cats.
Mm.
You know?
And
my
see,
house cats, you know, I know... I'm a Leo rising. That supposed to be a Leo, supposed to be the cat, right? The cat,
yes.
The lion.
Leo, the lion. Yep.
See, now I believe it's more mysterious. I think, you know, and I have a with the energy they're showing me, that why that's showing in itself and why you're feeling that with the cat is cats land on their feet. You know, and nobody would ever be mean to one around us. We're all, you know, talking, but I'm just letting you guys know, cats are very lucky. And, you know, if you look at the energy and what they're showing me is, this is telling me that a pattern's coming into your life. Also, animals and everyone resonates to numerology. We all have patterns. I've always been told that cats resonate to the power of 9, which means it's going to do a 3 times a 3. And I would say that the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I would say, I'm doing a reading with you, and why that cat's coming in is the energy showing you things to happen for you that's going to be a very positive experience. But if it's a female cat, it means work and other things happening. And if it's a male cat, then I would say what's going to happen is you're going to be the cat of the cat's meow. You know the old saying, look out, this cat's going to wake up. You know, that's what I would say.
Oh, that's interesting. Very interesting. Well, I thought panther, I've never seen a panther, only at the zoo. But and I thought, wow, I'm, well, what she said states, She did tell me it walks beside you all the time. And I said, really? Oh, wow. So, okay, cats are lucky. I've heard that before, too. But I always thought it maybe people meant house cats. You know, keep cats around because they bring luck, house cats.
I love that. And I know my mom, we always laugh. We called it pancake readings, and that will be in my book, too. But my mom always made magical pancakes. I kid you guys not. She would make pancakes, and there was apples, lots of spices, different food in them. Our pancakes were like sometimes like a cake. They were beautiful energy. She would make them, pour them in, and they would turn into shapes, and my mom would read the shapes. She'd flip them out, and then she'd put them on the plate, and she'd be like, that cat. And she always laughed when she saw a cat or a face. She said to her that meant that you were going to be kissed. And I never did figure out if it was something, because my mom was Native American, a little bit of Irish, and I think Scotch in there. But what it was really ironic was she always said that. You know, she goes, you're going to be kissed. And they're like one said, they go, we don't care where it comes from, but if it works, use it. You know? So, Maddie, we're going to be checking on you. And if you're getting kissed, you don't have to tell, but at least if you kind of whisper to me, and Dina will only tell everybody on the radio.
Okay, thank you. It's wonderful because I am going to learn how to ground myself. I'm going to definitely, I'm going to start reading more because I know there's wonderful books out there. And where did I find your book, Jeff?
You can find it at Barnes & Noble, and I know that the biggest thing, I was so happy, is I started calling and getting them to put it in, and they carry it. If it's not, you can order it. It's Living in the Psychic Realm by Kay and Jethro E. Smith. And what I loved about it when we started this out is they've already been calling for the rest. They're going, we want the rest of the books because we've got so many we're going to put out. And thank you for asking, Maddie. You definitely, if you get a chance to listen tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Spirit Radio, it's on the computer there, or A1R Radio, their sisters, it's the same family who run it, definitely listen to them. Me and Patty Negri are going to get crazy. There's 28 minutes, and I don't know if Canada's ready, but we're sure going to give it a shot. Toronto's going to probably kick us out the door before we even get over the border.
you say tomorrow?
Tomorrow. We're going to discuss psychic magic, and we've got coming up this...
And that's 2 p.m., you say?
2 p.m., and then June 17th, we're talking about psychic healing with Dina Flanagan. Dina's going to discuss it in 28 minutes. We had a joke. We did find out that the ones up there in some of the other places were already asking us with Dina, and we will tease Dina. Dina's like 5'2". And I'm like 6'4". Well, 6'2". 6'2". I'm not 6'2". My son's 6'2½". He's a little taller than me. And we had the biggest joke because they said, how come you always just you tiptoe around Dina? I said, because I'm wise. I want to live. You know, dynamite comes in small packages. Thank you, Maddie. Okay. I better run on. We got another one beeping. So thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you, Dina.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
We love her. This is one of our family and friends, and that's what's made this show so special. We're going on. We got time to whip in one more person. We're going to grab them like a bowling ball, and we're going to spin them up in front of her. It's called Spin the Psychic. It's 909. 909, you're mine. Here we go. We're on live on Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you, 909?
I'm good. And you?
Really happy, really good. I've got cake coming after this. I baked me a chocolate cake that's going to rock me. I'll probably have to have a sugar or lip lock put on me by the doctor to pull it out of me, but I'm going to have myself a party. This is Psychic Jethro, and you're on live with Dina Flanagan. Do you have a question for Dina?
Yes, sir. My name is Sandra, and I just wanted to see what my immediate future holds as far as my living conditions, because I may have to move out where I'm at, but I'm hoping I can stay a little longer.
I feel like you might be able to get an extension of some sort where you're at. There's a few things pending on this. Is there a male involved in this?
Not that I'm aware of, but actually I have to request a hearing because I'm trying to appeal something, so I don't know if there's going to be a male involved as far as that goes.
Yeah, because I feel like there's going to be a male involved that can help you perhaps get an extension or something along that line so that it will help you. That's what they're telling me.
I also contacted my local congressman to try and help me. So it might be him.
It could be him, because that's what I'm feeling. It's going to be a male that's going to help you to get an extension. That's what I'm hearing. And
yeah.
But I don't know, Jethro, what do you get for this one?
I'm sorry, Dina, I didn't mean to. I'm going along with you. We're both picking it up, and Dina's right on it with the mail. We do tag this together, and she was on it. I do feel him helping you, and I see Chandra. You're a very good person. The guides are telling me that you have a little bird that's going to tell you something. I feel that you have energy there working with you, that it's not too far. I see a real positive effort, and I see this going through. This mail is also there. I'm glad you got a hold of your congressman. I feel like for many years you've had other things happen there, and you need some respect. They're telling me that you've always been a nice person. It's time for them to react. I'm a little worried about you because you had some stuff happen where you were not in a good space for a while, and it's like nobody was listening when you told them you weren't feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're telling me that, and the angels are telling me with you that you're very loved over there. I can hear on the other side. They're saying that you're like a very beautiful maiden. You're very positive. The angels are very strong with you, and you have someone who has bear magic. They're very much on the other side. They love you very strong, and they're just like, nobody messes with their Chandra. And I'm like, well, okay, we're not doing anything with Bear Mama. I don't know who Bear Person is, but they're letting me know real quick that you're their person and they're there to help you. I also feel that you're having a little trouble with the sleep. They said that you're not getting your full rest.
No, I'm not, because of this situation that I may be evicted, and it's a lot of stress on me. And then also not being able to find a job. I've been collecting unemployment for a year now. So, yeah, all that is just a burden on me. I've been getting headaches and stuff. And
I feel that, and I feel this energy. And we're going to have our healer here. Would you mind a little bit, Chandra? Would you give your permission here to have, if it's okay, I'd like to talk a little bit, and if it's all right with you, Dina. Dina does a lot of healing. She's very phenomenal. Dina, can you work a little bit here with Chandra? Because I can feel what's happening. It's like there's some negative, not only stress you're holding in your neck, but there's something going on a little bit here. You feel like there's a nerve or something that's placed there in your shoulder.
Yeah, and her heart, chakra and into her solar plexus, it's all blocked up in that area. And I'm going to move some stuff out. I can see it now.
Feel the energy there, and she's working with the energy. I want to make sure with you, Chandra, that you're also making sure that no matter what is happening with this, that you are doing the relax. Make sure you're breathing fully. I can see the energy here. You've got yourself, and it is a stress. I don't blame you. What I'm really upset with is, you know, like you said, the Congress and other people, they're going to get in and they're going to help. I also see that we need to get a really good social worker or somebody in there doing stuff for you. This really makes me mad. I did this for years as an advocacy. I'm the one you don't want to make mad, because I will be a pit bull. It's like, these people make me crazy. Here we are, all of our lives we worked in this country, and then when you need them, where are they? And I can see what's happening to you, you know. So I'm on your side. I can't rip their lips off right now, but if when we get off here, I will may go find one of them.
I just cleared out some energy in you that should help you to have the strength to move forward a little bit with this and keep pursuing it. And come up out of that the low energy and try to get into a little bit higher energy, and just have the faith and the gumption to want this to happen, and things will start to move for you. But if you keep putting in the effort, it will show.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm going to try and fight it. I'm trying my best to see if they'll give me a chance.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Use all your resources and try to stay in the positive, though, is what I'm hearing. Because
yeah.
If you stay in the negative energy, it won't happen.
Oh, yeah, it's just hard. Everything hit me at the wrong time. I just lost my father, and then now this, and I can't even find a job. It's like everything hit me at once.
Well, that's what happens. It's a test of your faith and a test of, you know, your strength, and you want to pass it, not fail it. So try to just, this too shall pass. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You're already at the bottom, so you can only go up from here.
Okay.
I love what they're saying. That's who the mama bear is over there. You know, and he didn't laugh. He didn't. It didn't bother him to let you know that, you know, he's not that far away. He's just a step away. And what's really intense as we go through the energy here is that he's also, he's just very much was a, he was a, he was a bear totem. He was a person that he, you know, people did not understand your dad. But one thing about a bear totem is that they're very strong people and they're very loyal. And what's happened is even though he's over there, he's not. He's just a step away. There's many times that he knows, like she said there with the test, it is going to string. In you, and I see some of this other stuff happening for you real soon of you being able to not only hold your head up high but feel better. Definitely get a chance, get with like Dina and some of the ones who do like have her work with you one-on-one, because I can tell you, I know you're a little tense here, and what they want to do is have him work with you and get some of this energy back, because you still got a piece of you with your dad. When he passed, your energy's still there. You're still grieving. It's okay to cry. We need to get you back balanced, because it looks like to me that's where some of this the pain's coming from.
Okay.
You know, we love you dearly. Hope we didn't nag you too much. Definitely come on Psychic Chat so we can send you some prayers. And, you know, we're going to be giving away a prize here tomorrow night. Angela Bixby's went completely insane in New York. We don't know if we're going to have to shoot her or what. But tune in tomorrow night, and we'll be giving away some prizes. We've got some books and stuff. You know, we're also going to give in some books of Jeanine Reagan Sinclair healing books. So put in psychicsgonewild.com, and you never know, you might win one.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dina. As always, you're always here helping and healing. And we started this out discussing about the twin flames. We went into a little bit about kindred spirits. We ended up now we're over here doing totems. I do realize I am a little scattered. I want to thank you, Dina. As always, you come in and you're just, you know, a positive force of energy. We had a couple of emails here. I want to kind of quickly go over at the last of the show. We've got everybody handled on the phones and it's there. We had a very good experience back when I was doing Living in the Realm on the mixtalk.com, and I had a person back then that was one of my favorite listeners in 2011. They came on and they listened, and we found out that they were not able to get out of their house. They were not able to do anything, and she wrote me from Spokane, Washington, and let me know that she was so glad to see me on the computer, and that her sister had put the show up on there, and she was a Psychic Gone Wild fan. She was one of the ones who a couple times just wrote in, and she let me know that, you know, her health was very much headed there. Well, we found out here today that her sister got a hold of me and let me know that, you know, our number one fan in Washington, Spokane, got to go home, and I want to thank her. I do get really emotional. It meant a lot to me. And when she, you know, I let her sister know today on there. She's like, you know, Dina Flanagan is like family. She goes, I listen to you guys. She never missed a Thursday show. And I guess sometimes she really loved our Tuesday Pamela Cummings. She was so happy to see you two ladies come together. She was the person that got her wish, because she wrote me and she let me know that. And I know you guys don't understand sometimes when we're doing this. And I apologize. I'm very emotional because of what we do. But, yes, we know you're over there. I've got a son over there and other people. I just had my mom go over there. We love you guys, and you mean a lot to us. So do go on psychicsgonewild.com. Tell us what you want to see. I was so happy when you guys hit the numbers. You guys single-handedly, you listeners from Gone Wild, put Dina on the map. We had crazy things happening. You guys just went in. Every day you come in and you check, and I check on our sites, and we have a thing that lets us know. That's why Dina's going to Canada, as you guys done it. Please get on and tell them, Dina, how they can get a hold of you to get a reading.
You can call me at 207-752-1399, or you can email me at essenceot@aol.com. That's essenceot@aol.com.
And we welcome all of you guys. Definitely go to Spiritual Learning Connection, 714-333-3354. You haven't seen nothing yet. We've been bringing him in. And I will say his name right before he gets me. Nicholas David Nen will be here Saturday. We have people in. If you want to get in, we've got one or two spots. He will be doing spiritual retrieval. You need to send me your full Christian name, your what kind of ancestry you have. Send us also your date of birth, you know, and he will be doing this. He does work with a very ancient method. He has four books out on soul retrieval. He has done mine. I will tell you, it's phenomenal. You're not only going to know things like you know, it's part of taking astrology and metaphysical and numerology, and I'm not sure. I think he's got some other magic tricks over there in the United Kingdom he sprinkles in with sugar, but you definitely want to do this and buy his book. Dina, We've got 1 minute, and we just had somebody come back in. I apologize, you guys. We can't pick up any more phone. We have two of you that didn't get through. Amy Kavanaugh's on Tuesday nights doing new guests on there at 10 p.m. Crystal Fade is out there. We're going to get her in. We're trying to get everyone together. We got anything to say for the last 30 seconds before they throw us out that door?
Everybody have a good week and enjoy the sunshine.